This person actually is an enemy of the room.
Let's punt on the couch and self-merge, motherfucking Turnskate!
What's going on, guys? Episode 128, I think, of The Comedian. Right now I'm headed to Shanahan's for the first time doing a stand-up on a Monday. It's been a while since I've done stand-up on a Monday. Shanahan's in Woodridge. It's like 50 minutes away. It started 15 minutes ago, so I'm gonna get there towards the end. I haven't been there before. It looks pretty cool. Looks like a good time. I've heard it's good. A lot of comedians go there from the places that I usually go. I'll be talking about like my friend who got in a fight during a three-way. Because one wasn't getting enough pussy, like as if like him fighting would get him more pussy. And then my mom like trying to convince me that Santa Claus is real still, and I'm 27 years old. And then I'll like maybe do some crowd work and then like maybe think of something else I could talk about, look through my like notes on my phone and shit like that. But for some reason, every time it's been a Monday, I've gotten like anxiety, maybe because it's a new place and it's kind of far, but should be a good time. Even if I bomb, I'll enjoy it. Like there's a lot of people that go there. Can't wait. Okay, guys, I love you, appreciate you. Mwah. Here comes the set.
Two comics left. Give it up for Mark Kursky.
What's going on, guys? I'm like the exact opposite version of XL. He's a huge black guy. I'm not. But I like the timer. That's different. That's cute. I gotta just constantly stare at that all my time finishes. I wish I had a clock like that for my life, dude. That'd be cool. Would you guys want that? Would you want a clock to know exactly when you would die, or do you like not knowing? How about you, Adriel? Because you're pretty close to dying all the time. Just a couple clicks away from going off the curb, you know? Anybody got kids here? Right? Anybody got kids? Okay. So, does Santa Claus still exist now? Yeah, they got the internet though. Yeah, don't they just fucking Google it? I'm serious. They've never Googled it? Like, how old are your kids, man?
30 and 32.
They don't. So they do not believe in Santa Claus anymore?
Of course they do.
They do? My mom tries to still convince me that he's real. I'm 27. I have head tattoos. I'm like, this is not gonna. She's like, well, then how did he know your name when you went to see him at the mall? I'm like, you told him? I don't know. She's like, how's that possible, Mark? I'm like, I think that's way more likely, him being told my name, than Santa Claus being real. I think that's. Still tries. Yeah, did the mile. Everybody had to do the mile in gym. Or how has that been forever? Like, there's some older people. Did you, the people with the white hair? Did you guys have to run the mile in gym? What was your mile time? Or back then did they not have clocks? They're like, just get done with it. they know. Come on, they don't dye their hair. They're embracing it. It looks great. I'm gonna look like that soon. No, but what was your mile time? What was your fastest time?
8:03.
You think you still do that now? It's still, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do an 8:03, dude. That's impressive. My fastest was 14 minutes. It's not even a fast walk. That's just. Adriel would do it better without a stick. He'd do it faster. Like, I hated running so much that I was in karate. If anybody took karate, you don't run in karate. But I quit karate because of running. They make you run around the gym one time. And I was like, Mom, I can't do this every day. This is once a week, I can't do this. And I don't remember them teaching us like hitting pads or like breaking wood or anything like that. I was 7 years old, but I do remember one time without teaching us, they just had us fight each other. They just put on headgear on us and just had a slug at each other, just punching each other in the face. Both of us were crying. Like, why are you making us do this, dude? Like, there was like none of this, none of that shit, dude. What's the first belt you get? What is it? Chris, what's the first belt you get? What's the second one? Because I think I might have got it.
Yellow.
Is there orange?
Yes.
What level is orange?
Like
third. I think I got that, dude. How many of you guys fuck up now? Is that scary? Orange belt?
Whoa.
Huh? You guys could all kick my ass, honestly. When pussy tattoos don't mean anything nowadays, they used to. That used to mean you were like hard as shit, but now it's just like, oh, he's a pussy. Because you just have to sit in a chair. Back then there was consequences. Everybody has fucking tattoos now. It doesn't even matter. That's kind of lame, actually. Some girl tried to... Do you guys think you could legally stab somebody?
Yeah.
Like if they ask?
Like if they ask?
Yeah. No, like if somebody's hounding you, like really dogging you, asking you to stab them, can you do it? No? Would you? Would you, Sean? If Adrian was like, just fuck me. You guys are homies. What do you mean, why you?
I know where this is going.
Well, I know a girl who did that. She said she stabbed a guy because he asked her to. And once she stabbed him, he was like, fucking stop. Stop stabbing me right now, dude. When she told me that, I was like, I don't think that would hold up in the court of law. Honestly. You're like, yeah, he just asked me multiple times. It took 6 months of convincing for her. She's like, I was off my meds. I was like, that's not a good excuse. That's actually more frightening. She's like, do you want to come back to my place? I was like, yeah, fuck it. That guy knows. All right, guys, my name is Mark Karski. I love you. Wow.
Everybody.
Yo, what's cracking, guys? Episode 129 of The Comedian. I went to a new spot. It's called Shanahan's. Every Monday starts at 7:30. I think it's in Woodridge, Illinois, 7:30 p.m. It starts at, like most of the people that I usually see doing stand-up, like in the suburbs, were there. It's like a new mic. I think it's been going on for like a little over a month and stuff like that. It's kind of like a bar where you can see everybody's face at once type shit. They have a clock, a countdown timing clock, which no other place has, because it just tells you like your 5 minutes. Like it gives you a 5 minute timer. Like places usually just give you a light at 4 minutes. But this is good so people don't go over their time. Like, it's impossible to go over your time if you're seeing it say zero. If you go over the time with that, you're a piece of shit. One sec. I had fun. It was a good set. It was a good time. I don't think I'm going to be making it tonight. Tonight's Monday. I don't think I'll be making it there tonight. Woke up a little bit late. I'm also filming right now late. It starts in like an hour and a half, so... I don't think I'm going to make it, which is totally cool. I like a couple of the things I said. I think I could add on to the Santa Claus. What I've added on recently is where I talk about how like Santa Claus knew my dog's name and where my mom worked. And I'm like, I think Santa Claus was fucking my mom. Because I said on stage, like not on this set, but like on a different set, like about how he knew like where she worked and my dog's name. And then Dan went up and said, maybe he's fucking your mom. And I was like, I'm going to steal that. Super good. So I added that on to the Santa Claus. You'll see that coming up in the next ones. The guy who brought me up is Chris. So that's why I asked Chris about the karate belts when I'm up there, because he's Asian. So I had to ask him, who else is going to know? You know, he knew. I was right. That was a good time. I love Chris. Great host. He was the first person who hosted when I did my first set at the Comedy Shrine, and he was the one whose voice was in the Keep It Going for Mark Karski, Making It Look Easy, that one. That was his voice. He's great. That was a super good time. The list, I actually don't remember how many people were on the list. My guess is probably like 20-ish. And I like the thing of like where people who get tattoos, like it used to be badass how like nowadays you're just a pussy. Like all you had to do is just sit in the chair. Back then, you had consequences. Now everybody just has them, so now they're like actually kind of lame. And shit like that, I kind of like that. I could throw that in there and stuff, especially when there's old people there. Or maybe I could like do some crowd work talking to them, asking them like what tattoos were like and what it's been like now with tattoos being super normalized. That could be fun, because old white people usually fucking hate me, and there were some old white people there, so that's why I was asking them some questions and kind of ragged on them about like before clocks even existed and stuff like that, but... I had a good time. There's a lot more old white people there before I got up. I went up last. Thank God they left. But I would like more practice with old white people. I think they don't like me because, like, look at me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just look like what an old white person would hate. Never have had a good set with old white people there, to be honest with you. And, at least they have never left. The first show I did, that one time I did my first paid gig with Anthony Fuentes. Shout out him. He's great. A bunch of old white people were there. And I was like, oh, no, dude. Uh-oh. This isn't going to go good.
here it goes. But yeah, man, had a great time just working on some new stuff. Love how it's going. I like Shanahan's. I wish I could be making it there tonight. I just don't know how late it goes. I kind of don't remember last time. I don't want to like show up too late, but it's cool. I did a set last night. But yeah, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere. I appreciate every single one of you. If you want to help support this comedic journey further, I actually have a Patreon, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears. That's why everybody like mutes and bleeps out swears. Like my main channel, everything gets demonetized and so does this channel. I thought this channel would be fine for some reason because it's like longer videos or something. I don't know why I thought that. But yeah, still gets demonetized. So if you want to help support this comedic journey and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.